Okay, Daniel, do you want to take the first Gemara? This is the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Samach Da'alad.
Yeah. Meisve Ezehu Ger Toshav Kol Shekibo Lo B'Pnei Shlosh Chavirim Shlo Lavo Avodas Kol Chavim Dei Rabbi Meir Chacham Amorim Kol Shekibo Lo Sheva Mitzvot Shekibo Aleihem B'nei Nalach Acher Amorim Elu Lo Bo leklal ger toshav elo izahu ger toshav set ger ochel nevelos shikawa elo lekiyum kol mitzvos amoros batorocho etzmenes nevelos.
Okay, excellent. So there really appear to be two matters that are subject to machlokas here, in terms of the three different shitos that we see. I think there are two issues that are on the table. So one is quite obvious, and is what is the scope of the obligation, Shlo Lavod Avodah Zarah, or Sheva Mitzvos, or basically Kol HaTorah Kula, except they will, you know, eat Nevelos for us, which is really an interesting idea, right? Ger, Atah Mitzuvah L'Achayoso, something we've discussed extensively. So that's the obvious issue. Now, there's another, issue which is at stake here in the Gemara. The simple words of the Gemara would suggest it, the simple text of the Gemara, namely, what else are they debating? Shemi, go ahead.
How official this Kabbalah has to be, like whether it has to be before 3 Adim or just like in general Kabbalah.
Okay, you hit the nail on the head, right? So it seems like the Shita of Reb Meir is that it's a Kabbalah b'fnei shlosha chaverim that we saw as nifsak lahalacha on the Rambam, and the Chachamim seem to have kol shekibel alav sheva mitzvah shekibel alayim b'nei Noach. In the context of the Gemara, you can't help but wonder kibel alav versus b'fnei shlosha chaverim, and the Acherim, you know, taking the position shekibel alav l'kayim kol mitzvos amuras b'Torah. Arguably is aligned with the Chachamim in that respect. Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi. Elu lo ba'al l'chal ger toshav. Sheva mitzvos isn't enough, and Kal v'chomer, I guess, Avodah Zarah isn't enough. Okay, so go ahead, Daniel.
Elu ba'al l'chal ger toshav. Sheyu yisrael mitzuvim acha yoson. Shehare
Yeah, and as if the definition of ger toshav, ger ata mitzuvah l'achayoso, l'ger asher b'sharecha titnenu v'achala, so that's a, you know, a privilege. And simply doing, you know, what you're supposed to do, which is the sheva mitzvos, is not enough to make you a ger toshav. Now, it's interesting, of course, because you could say, as we've been suggesting all along, that it's not really a question of the scope of the obligation, but rather, you know, and this was the position of the Rambam that we were developing last week, what makes it a ger toshav is gufa, it's not that you're mekabel kol mitzvos amuras b'Torah, for the Rambam that dafka, as we'll, you know, go back over, that's, you know, problematic, right? Because, o yamud b'toraso v'lo yosef v'lo yigareya. So, Avi, what is it that makes it, you know, a ger toshav deserving of l'achayoso, if it's not the additional mitzvos, you know, even if you want to say, okay, nobody should be rewarded for just doing what they're supposed to do, what would the other factor be?
The Kabbalah?
Yeah, exactly. The Kabbalah creates the chalos. So it's interesting, Tosfos has kind of the same idea, just in the opposite direction, that the Kabbalah b'fnei shlosha is really the dispositive factor. So Tosha says, go ahead, Daniel. So Ezo Ger Toshav Maskana Kamar Dehainu L'Achayoso. What difference does it make? You know, it's not like we're giving out jerseys that say, you know, Ger Toshav, you know, proud parent of an honor roll student and a Ger Toshav. So, B'maskana Kamar Dehainu L'Achayoso, right? That's an afkamin. Avim Tomar, Velo Miyad.
Velo Miyad, Shavar Shav Mesos, Chaya Misa, Das Haras B'nei Nalachi. Misasan below Adim Vihasra.
Excellent, right? So this is just an interesting feature of, you know, we have lower procedural standards for Dine Noach, and you don't need two witnesses. Eidachad, Udayanachad, no Hasra is required. And so, you know, the moment that they do Avodah Zarah, the Havamin and Tosos is, since you don't really have a full judicial process, that should result you know, and them being chayiv misa. So Tosfos pushes back on that issue. In the Maskan, he says Yesh Lomar
the Kol Zman Shelo Dinuhu based in Inu Chaya Misa Teda the Ha Minar Ha'odekochavim Lomar Alan Lomar Eden.
Excellent, beautifully done, Daniel. Across the board, really excellent. So Kol Zman Shelo Danu Bezdin Eino Chayav Misa. Right. So that what's going to make the difference, according to Tosfos, is what? Anybody can jump in.
It's not judged.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So Shimmy, you want to plug that back into what we said a moment ago? It's not the act, it's the
response to the act.
Right, it's exactly. So I think this is sort of on the Avera side, this is the parallel to Kabbalah Bifnei Shlosha, right? It's you need to actually create a status. So Kol Zman Shelo Danu Bezdin Eino Chayiv Misa. The Pu'ula is not what really matters here. We're trying to create a status in the individual, right? Because otherwise, Ovdei Kochavim, it would always be Moridin. It'd be Chayiv Misa. So why is it Lo Malin V'lo Moridin? Oh, it must be that you really need the process to play itself out, right? Due process. So that's the Havamina, is that for, you know, Bnei Noach, the process is so diluted that it's not really worth anything. So the Maskana is, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Right? Dinim and the Rambam would, you know, give great voice to this, because for him the very notion of dinim is, of course, right, bate din, to adjudicate the other six. And for the Ramban, it's more expansive in its scope. You know, it's like a choshen mishpat in its own right. Ilan,
when I asked the other week about if there's an intermediate category, somebody who's not a ger toshav and not enough, from this Tosfos, it's mashman, it's not. They're saying before he was definitely over, and now he's being mekabel not to be over. That's how I understood Tosfos' kashya, because they're saying this one you're mitzuvah le'achayoso, and then they're asking, well, before you should be, you know?
Well, Tosfos is saying that the Gemara is interested in figuring out who were mitzuvah l'achayoso. Who do we have to, you know, actively provide for? And Tosfos wants to know, well, I don't understand. You know, is it like a zero-sum game? The Gemara would imply that there's something in the middle, right? Because if we're trying to get to l'achayoso, it wouldn't seem like anybody who's not entitled to that, you're killing, right? I think that's what you just... That's what you just said, right, Ilan? That there should be a middle category. And then Tosfos says, but wait a second, how can there be a middle category? Because doesn't doing Avodah Zarah mean that you're either begeder mitzuvin l'achayoso or a dead man walking? Right? And then Tosfos' maskana is actually not. That kol zman shelo danu ubezdin, he's not a dead man walking. And he'd be protected. I don't know why I can't see Ilan. I have to scroll. I can't see his reaction. Where are you? There you are. Right. So you're protected by the statute of Lomal and Vlomoridin. So it's all about this question of the middle category. So the Ger Toshav is protected by Lachayoso rights. A person who's been subject to a Bezdin, right, even if it's, you know, Dine Bnei Noach, is a dead man walking. He's Chayiv Misa. But Kol Zman, even if the person has violated, right, this is what Tosfos is saying, he's not playing up the Kabbalah as much, but even the person has violated Avodah Zarah, Lo Malin V'lo Moridin. Right, for the Rambam, we suggested that it's the Kabbalah that makes a difference. So you could have an Oved Avodah Zarah. You could have somebody who's not an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, and then you could have the Ger Toshav. So it's a little bit of a different scheme, what your mother might refer to as a frame shift, right? You just sort of shift everything over one frame for Rambam and Tosfos. Okay. I don't know who's first, because they're all popped up, but Noam, you're on top. That might mean that Zoom thinks that you were first.
Maybe. Wait, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I was wondering... if we say that the Chachamim say doesn't have to be Bifnei Shlosha, like, how do you have any idea who's Ger Toshav and who's not?
Behavior.
So we're saying then that's not really the Kabbalah in this case?
Right. Those are the two points that I think that are at issue in the Gemara, is the scope of Avodah Zarah, Sheva Mitzvos, Kol HaTorah Kula, and the Kabbalah. Clearly. All right. Shimmy, you're right after Noam. Then Rami.
What is Laman Blumaridin?
You don't actively kill the guy, but you wouldn't save him. The image is one of a well. Rami.
In light of this Gemara, how are we supposed to understand the difference between Rashi and Avodah Zarah versus Rashi al Torah, where he defines Ger Toshav in different ways?
Well, here, right, remember, you always have the wide berth. Rashi is just defining the Shitos here. But Rashi's Shita throughout almost all of Shas, and certainly al Torah, right, is the emphasis on Avodah Zarah and Ochel Nevelos. That's his always, whenever he's a free read. Here he's just explaining, what does it mean when the Acherim say, Elu lo ba'u l'chal yer toshav? Here's a more ambitious approach. He's trying to explain what the Svara is. Because it's an outlying view, right? Doesn't it sound like a lot like a Geret Tzedek? It's very confusing. You'd have a Geret, you basically just have two kinds of Geret Tzedek. You have a Geret Tzedek and the Geret Tzedek who doesn't keep kosher. It's odd. So he's explaining what that shita is about. He's saying, because that shita didn't understand how it could possibly be that you'd be mitzuvah l'achayos, somebody who's just doing what they're supposed to be doing. Right? So they're saying there has to be some substantively additional Kabbalah beyond Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So they say it's actually everything.
Right, but in terms of Rashi on what is Avodah Zarah Tess, right, where he actually actively defines Ger Toshav as Shekiva Lev Shav Mitzvos.
Yeah.
So isn't that kind of like muddling together the two Shitos? Or really?
That's the... it's a little bit of a cherry pick on your part, no? Rashi's always talking about... You don't think so?
In what way?
Well, what's Rashi's standard projection? Exactly, yeah. Which I explained at the time. I mean, this is debatable, but what I think Rashi is really saying is that, of course, he's mitzuv in the Sheva Mitzvos, but the dagesh is on his repudiation. What makes him a Ger Toshav is his repudiation of Avodah Zarah, and the fact that he's, therefore the beneficiary of our largesse. L'ger Shev Yisrael Chalti Nena V'Achal. Yeah, so I admit that there's that one Rashi, which I think is the sort of the Rashi where he explains, his position. Okay, very good. All right, so moving on. So this is the Gemara now in Arachin. Yaakov Sacks, Reb Shimon Lazar Omer. This is the critical Gemara that everybody, is going to be debating.
Reb Shimon ben Lazar Omer, in Ger Tosha Noe Yal Bismansha Yogal Noheg, Amar Abibi, my time.
Okay, so the idea that Ger Toshav is Eino Noeg Ela Bizman Sheyovel Noeg is based on a Gzeira Shava that we call Tov Tov. It's very good Gzeira Shava. Okay, but it's rooted, in the world. Thank you, Shimmy. You can always count on Shimmy for... Shimmy, what am I going to do without you, right? I'll go back to, Lomal and Velomo region. I'll be in a completely neutral state in terms of, these jokes. So it's based on the Gzeira Shava between which two entities? Ki Tov Lo Imach, he doesn't want to go free. So there we're talking about the Eved Ivri that becomes the Eved Nirtza. And Betov Lo, Lo Tonenu, who's that talking about? Really interesting case. Sort of a mysterious figure.
A runaway slave?
You got it. Okay. So, Los Hazgir Evid Al Adonav, Asher Yinatel Elacham Mima Adonav. So we'll go through that. Okay, so Rashi points out, Yaakov, go ahead.
Kitov lo
imach. Kitov lo imach. Ksiv begir
toshav. Imach
yoshev begir v'cha. Lo sazgir evid adunav. Rashi thinks is begir toshav mishdai. Surprise, surprise, that the runaway slave is actually a... He's actually Ger Toshav. So interesting. Right? He's seeking, you know, asylum. He's seeking yeshiva with you. Very fascinating idea. That's somebody, you know, who has rights, residential rights, and he's coming back over. Okay, so we have to get into this story a little bit. So the Eved Ivri, the Eved Nirtza, the, as Noam likes to call him, the runaway slave, who is actually Ger Toshav. So what exactly is going on here? So let's take a look at the Psukim inside. Take a look at the Gemara Masech Gittin. Take a look at the Ramban. And we'll be in business. Okay, Yaakov, beautifully done. Boaz, go ahead.
So the Ramban says, Lo taskir eved el adonav asher yinatzel elecha mi'im adonav. Imcha yashov v'kirbecha.
Okay, so we'll come back to the Eved Ivri. Boaz is performing a little bit of jujitsu here. He's going to the Lo Sazgir Eved El Adonav.
Oh, did I read the wrong
one? No, not the wrong one. It's Xer Shava. It goes in both directions. I thought that was, you seized the initiative. You said we should understand it really from the perspective of the Ger Toshav, you know, the runaway Ger Toshav, projecting that back to the Eved Nirtza. I thought that was already a lot of lambdas on your part. So I think there's something to be said for your approach. Okay, so we'll start here. Why not? Imcha yeshev b'ker b'cha makom asher yivchar b'achad sharecha b'tov lo. So he's going to be able to choose, right? Lo tonenu. Now, if you're just a reader of the Psukim, and Boaz, you're a very qualified person to ask this, man, you know, known for his mikra prowess. It's hard to miss the Ger Toshav, you know, echoes here in the pasuk. You know, Noam likes to call him the runaway slave, but the truth is, you know, imcha yeshev b'kir b'cha b'makom asher yivchar b'achad sharecha b'tov lo, lo tonenu. So Chazal, you know, you already picked up at this in Rashi, thinking that this is a Ger Toshav. Where do you see the echoes of that language?
It says Imcha Yeshov Bikir Becha, that he's living with you.
Okay, so definitely there, right? So the Yeshiva Bikir Becha, I'll give you a little bit also of a hint, right? La Ger Asher Bisharecha Titnena V'Achala.
Yeah, the ending of the pasuk too, where it says Lo Tonenu.
Right, so first, and you also have Achad Sharecha, La Ger Asher Bisharecha. Right, batov lo, you have to be, you know, good to him, whatever he wants. Lo tonenu, right? This is the flip side of lachayoso. You're certainly not allowed to oppress him in any way. Interesting. Okay. So this is a Ger Toshav, the way that Rashi is explaining it. Now you want to go, now what Boaz wanted to do is say, now let's go back to Eved Ivri. Vayak yomari lecha. So he's going to say to you, so it's right. It's tricky. Yeah, you gotta be on top of this.
My screen's a little blurry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You know, he's comfortable with the arrangement.
So Vilakasta es hamirtsay.
Martsaya.
So
obviously this is the Yovel point, right? Eved Olam doesn't literally mean forever, but you know, on some level. So it's the Yovel. Excuse me. Vayalacha Eved Olam Vaf Lamascha. So that should be the case for the Amma as well, that the Yovel would be a potential endpoint. The truth of the matter is, you know, that Chazal had a lot to say about that. Could really be that she would sign up for longer than her period of 6 years, but that's a simple, you know, pshuto shel mikra, despite the fact that Chazal, v'afal maschal tasakein, understood that there's actually a reference to what's the other topic here, not that I included it, but Eitan?
Marriage, that she's going to marry the
Well, that definitely, right, that definitely is true, right? The Naviyud, as we have in Mishpatim, but here it's actually Hanik Tanik is the context. Okay, in any event, so here we have the Yovel introduction. Yovel doesn't appear anywhere in the context of the Ger Toshav, but it does appear in the context of the Eved Ivri. So that's what the Gemara wanted to say. Rav Shimon Lazar Omer, Ger Toshav, Negus Manshi Yovel Noe, Gemara be my time, Masa Tov Tov, Ksivacha, by the Eved Ivri, Kitov Lo Imach, Ksivhasan, Betov Lo, Lo Tonenu. So it's interesting. Here we have a really, I think, unusual Gzir Shava, because, well, who can figure out, Ezreal, this is a good one for you. The directionality is really interesting, right? And I thought that's why Boaz was doing something nifty. What role is Yovel playing Ezreal respectively in each case? So Ezreal, what is the Yovel doing for the Eved Ivri, who becomes an Eved Nirtza?
Him.
Right, it emancipates him, right? He's able to go free from his status. Why am I interested in this? If this is the makar for the idea of the relationship between Ger Toshav and Yovel, which up until now was, you know, pretty tightly kept secret, who has it? What's the interesting point here? Shimmy?
By the runaway slave, if we're considering him a Ger Toshav, then yeah, he's also getting freed because there's a Yovel.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's really interesting in that context. That's like a second level analysis. Even at a more basic point, okay, Eitan, go ahead.
I would argue the opposite. He's being, the Yovel kind of keeps him stuck with his master, because like the Eved Ivri and the Ger Toshav seem like inverses of each other. So the Yovel should act as an inverse as well.
Yeah, well, definitely the Yovel is what allows us to bring him in, you know, as a Ger Toshav, according to this approach. Right? I mean, he's already been, you know, just because, again, this happens to be a very particular case of Ger Toshav. The Losaz Ger Eved Aladunav, we're saying, oh, that's a Ger Toshav. You know, see, the Ramban has different ideas about who that person is, as we'll get to in a second. But if the idea is that, oh, we learn from this that any Ger Toshav can only come in when there's a Yovel, so the Yovel is an emancipating agent. That's what Eitan was talking about. The Yovel emancipates for the Eved Nirtza, but the Yovel actually allows for the inclusion of the Ger Toshav. That's really interesting. So everybody follow that? The Tov Tov is inverted in terms of what role the Yovel is playing. Okay. So, again, we saw very strong echoes in the Psukim. Imcha yeshev bekirbecha b'makom asher yivchar b'achad sharecha. You can certainly understand why Chazal thought that this person must be a Ger Toshav. And you have it in the Gemara and Gittin. So Tanya, lo yeshvu be'artzcha pen yachtio uschali. So yachol, I think Yaakov, you were reading, right? Or actually Boaz was reading more recently. So yachol bovei kochav, go ahead, Boaz. So yachol bovei kochav.
Yachol bovei kochavim she kivel alav shelo lavod avodas kochavim hakadov medaver tamud lomar lo taskir eved el adonav asher yinitel alecha v'im adonav so mait kanasko imach yeshev bekirbecha
imcha yeshev bekirbecha. So it can't be that the lo yeshu be'artzecha, that he has no rights to residence, pen yachtios chali, could apply, right, to an oved avodah zarah, a former oved avodah zarah, that was a mekabel shelo lavod avodah zarah. Right? It can't be that, because we already know, based on the paradigm of the runaway slave, right, that somebody who's been mekabel shelo lavod avodah zarah has residency rights. Imcha yeshev bekirbach. Okay, so let's have a look now at the Ramban. Noam, since you mentioned, who is this person exactly? And you're the one who referred to him as a runaway slave. So we'll let you take a look at the Ramban, who says, yeah, we can't, in Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuta, we have to be ma'amid that reading of the Pasuk too. We can't go straight over to Chazal. Okay, so go ahead, Noam. V'tamu says, yeah, go ahead.
V'tamu taskir Eved El Adonav. Dabek lemala shiim yivracha evan madana v'asher yatzata alav machana v'inatzel el machanecha lo taskir ani lo b'mamon asheitim lecha v'fish amar b'makal m'sheib char yirashihu mitzvah shiye ben chorin v'lo navod b'o anachnu v'tam b'mitzvah zo ki manu yavod at Hashem v'inanu agun shenachzir ani lo adana v'lavod b'o zara.
Okay, very good. So, oh, wait, there's a lot there. Okay, so go ahead. So, what's the scenario, according to Ramban?
So you're like waging war in like this other place, and some guy, a slave, runs out to your camp, and you have to accept him.
No, I'm with a little bit of a verve here. The man crossed no man's land, where all the landmines were, and you can't even give him a little, This man, he's a brave man. He took refuge in your camp. This is your guy, Noam. But not only that, the Ramban, waxes poetic about this man, right? But Makom Asher Yivchar means that he has a
choice.
Who doesn't have choices?
Slaves, I don't know.
Right, exactly. So that means that he must be
free
from this point on. And he says something remarkable. V'atam b'mitzvah hazo ki manu yavod es Hashem. Right, that even if, right, he's not a Ger Tzedek, but the man is an Oved Hashem. What Rishon does this remind you of?
I guess Rashi.
Oh, well, that in that sense, definitely. But, like this Imanu Yavod es Hashem, it reminds me of something. And how are we going to just hand him back over, where he's going to be, how can we betray him that way? He's like a brother to us. I'm giving it away. Ben Sion?
The Meiri?
Ding, ding, ding. Right? He's Bichlal Achva. He's nechnas tachas kanfei ashchina, right? So that's the first day in the Ramban. Okay, then he has some interesting comments here. Vod yishei tachin, this is very quickly. Shilami derech hamavo ha'ir. A great utility to us. We can interrogate him and get a lot of useful information. Okay, fine. V'rabu seinu amru.
Afilu v'avad kanani shal yisrael shabarach mechutz la'aretz la'aretz.
So in light of our shir and Erev Shabbos, I thought I would just throw in that line. And Chazal had many different levels to, who this Eved is. So another possibility is that it's an Eved Knaini Shal Yisrael. So again, Eved Knaini is already Yatza Michal Ha'amim. He's not entirely Nichnas, L'chlal, Yisrael. But he's mitzvah and the mitzvah sadisha is mitzvah, la la me isha. So, Yisrael, Shabarach, Mechutz Laretz Laretz. Right? The man runs, from being, an Eved Knaini in the five towns or something. And, he crosses over to Eretz Yisrael, Shagam ze yamod if ne yoshve haretz Hashem binatzel me avod. He won't call them, Ovde Avodah Zarah Chalila, because they're, members of Klal Yisrael, but they're Yoshvim al Ad Matmeya. We can't bear to deport somebody from the land of Israel, v'she'en kol ha-mitzvos nohago sham. And we know that for the Ramban, that's tarte mashma, because it's not just the mitzvos hatzluyos baretz, but you'd be sending him back to chinuch land, but not in the good sense of the term, in the hatzivi lach tziyunim sense of the term. So you'd see that the Ramban is, you know, you wouldn't do that. It would be immoral to, you know, undertake a process of extradition in this context. Okay. So very fascinating. So this is, again, you know, a lot of work to figure out the connection between the Ger Toshav and Yovel. We know that Los Azgir Eved El Adonav, right, doesn't have anything quite explicit about the Yovel, but if you connect it back to Eved Ivri, and we know that the Eved here is it's a big question who he is. Is he Ger Toshav? Is he an Eved K'naini? Eved K'naini Shal Yisrael? Is he just somebody who's repudiated of Avodah Zarah? The Ramban is talking about Ki Manu Yavod Es Hashem in Ohagun Shin Achzor El Adonav L'Avodah Zarah. So really interesting, and that's the, you know, background. That's the context within the Chazal of trying to figure out, you know, what the role of the Yovel is. So again, I just wanted to point out one more time that's a sort of a very Eitan gets credit for this as well. You know, a very unusual version of Gzeirah Shavah, because the Gzeirah Shavah here is actually establishing, you know, the Yovel not as what it normally is, you know, Vishavtem Yishal Achuzaso Yishal Mishpachto Tashuvu, but the Yovel allows for an entry. It's exactly what the Yovel, the opposite of what the Yovel typically does. So this will allow us now to go back to the Rambam and the Ravid. We'll start actually with Avodah Zarah this time, and then work our way to Yisurei Bia, because that's the way the Rambam presented it actually in the Adah Chazaka. So now we'll have a chance to review. Noam, did you? Sorry, I missed what you said. Go ahead.
No, sorry, I was talking to my parent.
Oh, okay. Ten regards. Okay. Let's have Yair.
Yeah. Af makom she tiru al haskir lo lebes dira hitiru mipnei shehu machnis l'tocha avodas kochavim v'ne'amar lo tavi tveva b'secha aval maskir lahen matim alatzotan utzar v'ein mochrin lahen perus utvua Im lo yelahem karka yashivatan yashivasar ehi v'chein asur l'saper
bishvachan. We're not allowed to give them, any praise. This is
v'afil lomar kama naya oved kochavim zeh b'tzura so kavachomer she yisaper b'shevach ma'asav o she'yichabav davar midibrehem she'ne'amar v'lo t'chanim lo yeh lahem chin b'enecha b'pnei she'goram l'hidabik amo v'lomod b'masav her'im v'asor l'item.
Oh, so yeah, just one second. So I just wanted to, make the hara. I didn't make this on Thursday. But it really is striking. It occurred to me, the second time around, and that's a good sign. There's always more to pick up from the Shonas of the Rambam. This line actually stood out to me a little bit more. As the Obed of Rezara can't be with us. I mean, we made the point already that there's a harchaka that's going on. We're distancing ourselves. We don't want integration with this person. But I just thought, in light of Chazal's reading of Lo Zazgir Eved El Adonav, it's a particularly striking formulation in the Rambam. Because there, what's the halacha? Imcha Yeshev Bekir Bacha, right? The whole point is that he's supposed to be Imanu. We're supposed to care for him. But here, the Ovid of Odazara can't be with us. So it's a very nice, I think, symmetrical contrast. Okay.
Abal Noten, who
like
gave us
Matnas Chinam. So again, that was our point in the Rambam, Zechiyah Matan. He doesn't paskin like Rav Meir, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, but he understood that Rabbi Yehuda was mechalik between Nevela and everything else, right? That Nevela, that's Dafka, Dvarim Kechsava, that's a Chiddush, because it's a Midi Diachila. But everything else, you know, we're not going to say that you're, you know, to be held to such a high standard that you're not going to be able to do a mechira. I mean, that would be a big midas chasidus. So the point is that by an Ovid Kochavim, Nesina is Aser, and by a Ger Toshav, Nesina is generally an option. Nevela, it's the only option. Okay. Okay, so this again, this Darche Shalom is the, you know, no pogrom Darche Shalom. It's not the Darche Shalom of Hilchos Melachim. We talked about Tova Hashem Lakol V'racham Aval Kol Masav. Okay, so in Kol Advarim Ha'ilu Amurim Ela Bizman Shigal Yisrael Ben Ovdu Chav Mishiyadu Giv Yechom Takifal Yisrael Aval. Okay, go ahead, Yair.
About Bizman Shayad Israel Takifa Alehem Masur Lal Niach of the Chavin Benayu, Bafilu, Yoshev Yeshivas are over Bimakom Makom, Bis Hora Lo Yavor Bartinu, Ella Ad, Shekabal Alam Shabu Mitzvah Nistab Benay Noah, Shanamar.
So again, you know, we've made this point many, many times now. For the Rambam, Ger Toshav and Ger Tzedek really are parallel insofar as the Kabbalah is concerned. We could never really, right, turn somebody away from joining Klal Yisrael. I mean, Chazal Me Takanos, you know, Bimei David Ushlomo, that we can't do. But the Ger Toshav track, that only exists Bizman Shayovel Noeg. That's what the Rambam paskins. That seems like a very, you know, clear instantiation of the Gemara Narachan and Daf Chavtas. As we saw, Tov Tov, Imcha Yeshev Bekir Becha, Ki Tov Lo Imach, Tov Lo Lo Sonenu, and the Rambam seems to have it, you know, Lehalacha. So again, the Rambam takes this stridently anti-Avodah Zarah view, Afilu Yoshev Yeshiva Sarai, over Mimakom Lamakom, an itinerant pebbler still can't do it, cannot be in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael cannot abide Avodah Zarah, even in a very transient way, right? Lo Yeshu Ba'artzacho, Afilu Lishah, Avim kibalav sheva mitzvos harei ze ger toshav. So you see what the Rambam is doing, right, Eitan? He's contrasting lo yeshu be'artzacha with the idea of yeshiva, with the ger toshav, with the rights of ger toshav. And the point that I was making is that does seem like the ripe, you know, a ripe place of the gzera shava, because right, Shimi, we were saying in the gzera shava that the gzera shava is don't give that guy back. Rather, put him, you know, wherever he wants. Makom asher yivchar b'tov lo lo tonenu. He has dwelling rights. So it seems very parallel to the Lashonos of Ger Toshav in general. So the Raavad strikes out, you know, against the Rambam, and two scores here, I think relatedly. So let's have Ellie take the Ravid, and then we'll discuss, and you guys will pick up the, you know, your Hachana for the Rambam Nisurei Bia, which give you the very lengthy passage. So the Ravid says the following: Ellie, v'afilu yoshev yishiv asarai, according to the Rambam, over melkon lemelkon bischor lo yavor beretzim. The Rambam says an Ovid of Odezara can't even be a peddler, nothing. He can't stay the night.
Amar Avraham, Zos lo matinu velo shemanu meolam ve hapasuk shehu mevi be zayin umos hu ve afilu l'tvarav yeshiva k'tiv behu velo havara.
Exactly. So it's interesting. You know, he's saying the Rambam was way overshooting here. This is talking about the, you know, mitzvos that govern the indigenous nations of Canaan, which is a different story entirely. Hacharim tachrimim, it's a mechames mitzvah. And he says, even according to the Rambam, v'afilu dvara v'yeshiva ksiv behu v'lo havara, right, lo yishvu be'artzcha pen yachtio tchali. They didn't say, you know, had their gergashi requested another night to pack their stuff up, I don't think we would have gone crazy, right? Yeshiva ksiv behu v'lo havara. So he thinks the Rambam is way, way overboard. Right. Okay. So the Ravid then says, "Avol shelo bizman ayovel mikavlin leger tzedek bilvad." Eli, you wanted to do the honors. So Amar Avraham.
Oh yeah, sorry. I didn't know you were making. Amar Avraham, any mishava lo b'yeshivas aretz.
Excellent. Okay. So the Ravid says, "I disagree with the Rambam in terms of, you know, yeshiva baretz. If you're going to be mikavlin leger tzedek, okay, you know, maybe there are some dinim of the ger toshav that aren't nohig." But the fact that you're going to deny somebody residence because there's no yovel, what? Any mashra lo b'yeshiva saretz. I think the Rambam went way too far. Okay, so let's talk about this. I think in some ways the key to the Rambam is understanding how the Ravid is l'shitaso. So the Ravid had two points. That the Rambam is being extremely machmir on the presence of an actual Oved Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, afilu derech havara, afilu l'schora, yeshiva sarai. And anyway, the Ravid thinks that it's probably only talking about the, right, Shiva Umos, right, that's the Pasuk. But even for the Rambam's own standards, it seems very draconian, because the Pasuk says, so that's one Ravid. And the second Ravid is, okay, so maybe there are certain dinim that are tied into the Yovel, but the fact that the Ger Toshav secures his place of residence, right, why should that depend on the Yovel? So let's try to figure out how the Ravid is really, in many ways, l'shitaso. These two points seem to be related, and maybe that will give us a little bit of an insight into the Rambam. And then you guys can pick it up with Isurei Bia. Let me just also post the makoros for you guys. Ben Sion, you want to take a stab at it while we're... Rami, go ahead.
Our denial of this person to be Miyashev Itanu?
Our denial of this person? Right, okay, but just, that's true. So the right, you want to just elaborate a little bit? I guess, give me a little bit more of an insight into where you're going with that.
In the sense that, really trying to formulate this well. I mean, it's almost as if like we're shutting out the outside nations entirely if we're saying this, and we're not even getting an opportunity to allow for a Ger Toshav.
Okay, you're saying like we should have It's interesting. So you're saying, like, you know, maybe mitzad kirov, you never know. Maybe passing through the land will, you know, will have a, I don't know, a, you know, a kind of an impact on him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting. It's an interesting point. I don't think the Ravid, at least I don't see in the Ravid too much optimism in terms of this guy, you know, becoming, you know, not an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, but he just thinks the Rambam is, you know, pushing things a little bit too far. So let's maybe keep on thinking about it. Maybe I just put the link in the chat. Ilan, go ahead.
I think you could say that the Rambam holds that Eretz Yisrael has to be a very Jewish land, like very Avodah Hashem based land, and therefore we can never allow Avodah Zarah in it, even temporarily. And even when we're going to allow a Ger Toshav, it's only going to be when we have Rav Yoshua Aleh and the Beis Din to ensure that everything is going smoothly and stays mainly Jewish.
Okay, so let's hold on to your idea for tomorrow, because you're really already explaining the Rambam. So let's say, Ilan, you sort of took an extra step there, which is really interesting. And that's what I like to call the control theory. The control theory is to say the Rambam went with this idea of Bisman Shayovel Noeg because that would, you know, give us a certain degree of confidence, let's say in the Kabbalah, that, you know, it's a legitimate thing. Eretz Yisrael is super sensitive to Avodah Zarah. I totally hear it. I think it's one of the very compelling approaches to what Ger Toshav is about. So, Ilan, that's excellent. But let's just try to back it up half a step. Ilan, what you said is very important. But what was the Ravid kind of objecting to? Some of it may be implicit in what Ilan just mentioned. But the Ravid is saying, look, the guy is passing. Let's start with the first Ravid. The man is passing through. He's a peddler. You think this is what the Torah is talking about? Lo yeshu ba'artzecha pen yachtio uschali, that we're, you know, afraid that this man is going to, you know, influence all of us, you know, because he's passing through selling a couple of caps. There's this famous children's book that I used to read when I was a kid, and somehow, you know what I'm talking about? You know, the peddler with the cap. So that's, it may have been reprinted because you're just reading it here. Okay, so that's the first Ravid. And then the Ravid says, yeah, I don't really get it. The Ger Toshav, even if you're going to say a lot of the dinim of the Ger Toshav, which Ravid is moded to, are not activated unless there's a Yovel, why in the world would you have an objection to him staying in Israel? So what's the Tzad HaShava there in terms of the Ravid's critique of the Rambam? In both cases, the Ravid is saying that somebody should be granted a certain kind of a right to Eretz Yisrael. Now, for the Ovid of Avodah Zarah, it's extremely limited. But the Ravid still says, it's not as if we're going to have, you know, an absolute zero tolerance policy that somebody can't even pass through. You know, this isn't like, you know, v'cherev lo savor be'artzechem. The man is not violent. So that doesn't compromise lo yeshu ba'artzecha pen yachtio eschali. How exactly, you know, is that going to happen? The Ravid says, come on. And by the same token, the Ravid says, here you have a man who's repudiated Avodah Zarah, right, the Ger Toshav, and even if you're going to make an argument that many of the dinim of Ger Toshav aren't shayach right now, why in the world would you say that he can't be in Eretz Yisrael? You need to have a compelling reason for that. Yeah, that's a really fascinating point. The Ravid seems to be arguing, you know, against this kind of very, very strict, residence policy for the Rambam. But the Rambam took two very machmir positions in terms of Yeshiva Beretz Yisrael v'afilu Yeshiva Sarai. So I think that sort of is where Ilan was trying to launch his position from and saying, oh, so it really seems like for the Rambam, this is like I was making the point last week, it's a ger toshav, he's defined by his place of residence, as opposed to the Isser of Chanaya Bekarka, right? And Lo Titein Lam Chein or Matnas Chinam are really derivative points. And that'll be our point of departure starting tomorrow, is the idea of Ger Toshav as defined by residence in Eretz Yisrael. But it's particularly apropos in terms of the Makar for Ger Toshav and Yovel, right? Because we said that is mediated through the idea of Lo Sazgir Eved El Adonav Asher Yinatzel Alecha Im Adonav Imcha Yeshev Bekir Becha, that he's defined by his rights B'makom Asher Yivchar B'echad Sharecha Batov Lo Lo Tonenu, to be there, to be present with you. Okay. So I think that's the Ravid. I think the Ravid thought the Rambam was being way too strict in both directions. By the Oved Avodah Zarah, that's just, you know, Derech Schora, and by the person who's reputed Avodah Zarah, but there's no Yovel. But the Rambam is holding on to this idea. He's holding on to this idea very strongly. Of, you know, landed rights to Eretz Yisrael is a very protected commodity. And, you know, in terms of the Ger Toshav, the Yovel plays a very important role in that. Okay, and so that's where we want to pick it up tomorrow. Please see the Rambam in Yisurei Bia, the Ravid there, the longer passage in the Ravid, and some of the relevant Makoros that I put at the end to try to develop Nosei Kelim, to try to develop a theory of the Rambam. We already have one today, Ilan's control theory, which is, you know, when you have the Yovel, you know, Besdin is going to be able to supervise this better. It's going to ensure the monotheistic quality of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's a very important idea. Let's see if we can potentially generate some others. Okay, so is the link working for everybody? Outstanding.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we will, God willing, pick it up there tomorrow. And if people could just do some hachana until, you know, I guess 4:28 or so, or whenever 4:30 Rabbi Nachbar's period starts.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Have a good day. Have a good day, Rabbi. Thank you.